9 verses 8 to 17. This passage is about God's covenant with Noah. Verse 8. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 25, verses 1 to 17. And this is found on pages 793 to 794 in the Big Print Bible and on page 549 in our Normal Print Bible. Psalm 25, verse 1. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. But shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love. They are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish.
Today is a combined worship service, so I will spend some time to share with the children first. Where are the children? Can you wave your hand? Let me see where you are. Okay, somewhere over there. Okay, yep, I see you. Okay. Have you ever made a promise to anyone? To your friend? And even to your parents? Maybe to your friend you say, okay, I will help you in this and that, you know, I'll bring this book for you. And maybe to your parents, I promise I will make my bed, I'll do my homework, I will be good. And then after that, you forget about it. And then you didn't keep your promise. Your friend didn't get the book that you promised. Your bed was not made. Your homework not done. And maybe for my son, he overshoot his, the Wi-Fi, the data plan, you know. He promised me not to overshoot his 6 gig, but again, overshoot again. So yeah, many a times we will forget about the promise we make. But there's one who don't forget, but remembers everything he promised to us. Yes, God made a promise to Noah. Promise that he will never, ever again destroy all human lives, or all lives for the matter, with a flood. And he says he showed it, and he keeps his promise by showing us and setting up the rainbow. Can I have the slide of the rainbow? Yes. This was sent to me this morning. My niece in Manchester, and he says, look at this double rainbow. Can you see a double rainbow? And when I look at the picture that was sent to me by WhatsApp, I say, how fitting is it? Because today my sermon is based on the rainbow. Yes. Every time we see the rainbow, we know that God kept his promise. And yes, children, we should keep our promise. No matter is it to our friends or to our parents. Because when we keep our promise, we are following God's way. So remember, we always keep our promise to God also. And now to the adults. Remember, human beings are forgetful. Studies have shown that more than 1 million people in the world tends to forget at least 3 things a day. And you say, what are the 3 things? So, returning calls. Picture this scenario. You're onto something. You're in the middle of something, and then the phone rings. And it is your friend, your colleague, your supplier, your customer, and you say, oh, okay, I will return your call as soon as I can. But after you have been busy the whole day, and after that you realize that you have not returned his or her call. Another thing that we might also forget are mobile phones. You forgot to charge it in the night, and then you realize that your batteries only can last you for half a day. And if you charge it before to bring it out with you when you leave for work. Yes. Human beings are forgetful. And what other things that you can forget? Your medicine in the morning, your aspirin, or the medicine for your high blood pressure or your cholesterol. Yeah, you can forget. And also maybe feeding your fish, your cat, your dogs, and then watering your chili plant, your coconut tree, and switching off the water heater after you have taken your bath. Yes, these are things that we tend to forget in our daily lives. But you know what? Sometimes forgetful can be an advantage. Picture this again. Your wife come home. Didn't I tell you to ventilate the room? Oh, didn't I ask you to call the credit card company to request for a waiver of your annual subscription fee? Oh, I forgot. Yes. That's when forgetful comes handy, right? But it's not 100% foolproof, so try at your own risk. Yeah. Yes, human beings are forgetful. But there are certain things that we don't forget. Yes. But then, of course, we have our phones, we have all those apps and all those devices will contain programs that will flag appointments, flag important dates. And even now, the clinics, they will send you SMS. Your next medical appointment is when and when. And then even IRAS will send you reminders to pay your tax promptly. Yes. But I say there are some dates and things that we don't forget. Our family members' birthdays, right? I have one additional birthday to remember. My granddaughter's. Yes. And then, of course, for the husband, don't you dare forget your wedding anniversary. If you know what's good for you. Yes. But of late, I myself have been very forgetful. I close the door of my car. I press the remote control. I walked away. Only to turn back. And say, did I lock the door? So I go back. Yes, and every time I lock the door. But I just can't remember locking it. And also another thing that I will forget is my spectacles. Having gone through a cataract operation for both my eyes, I don't need my spectacles when I drive. But I need it when I read small prints, screens, books. And sometimes I forget to bring it along with me. So there's one thing I need to remember when I go out. Yes. But unlike me, my wife has a memory of more than 1 terabyte, I think. Yeah, she remembers things that were more than 30 years ago. And she remembers handphone numbers. When I want to call someone, I'll say, okay, let me check. I'll go to my phone book. She'll say 90. I say, what? Okay. Yes. This morning's scriptures of Genesis 9 and Psalms 25 talks about remembering. And Genesis chapter 9 relates about the massive flood that have just ended. And Noah, the one chosen by Yahweh, came out from the ark with his family. And then God spoke to him. In this post-flood event, God said, I will establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you and with every living creature that was with you. Every living creature of all kinds. Every living creature, and it's repeated at least 3 times in this text. Yes, the covenant is made with Noah, his descendants, mankind at large, with your cats and your dogs, with the animals in the wild, the giraffe, the tigers, and the dolphins and the octopus in the sea. There's no living creatures anywhere that ever exist anywhere that is not covered by this covenant of God. A covenant is similar to a contract or a legal document in the Near East, and usually it assumes mutual obligations on the part of both parties. to honor the treaty and for the contract to be enforced, one party has to fulfill certain obligations with the other party reciprocating by fulfilling theirs. But in this case, the one who made the cosmos offered the cosmic covenant with no string attached. In other words, all obligation relating to this covenant, this agreement, is bound by God Himself. Mankind and all created beings did nothing at all to deserve this covenant. It is purely established and made on the initiative of God the Creator. So you can say that this Noahic covenant is very one-sided, without condition, and we might say it is a promise rather than a treaty. And furthermore, this covenant is an everlasting one, one that can last for all lifetime with no expiring date. And here are the parameters. Verse 11, I establish my covenant with you. Never again will a life be destroyed by the water of the flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. In short, no more floods. The first flood came because of human evil. And even though evil is still very rampant in today's world ever since Noah's time, God's promise never to destroy all living creatures never happened again. And to mark His word, God set a rainbow as a sign of His promise to end the floods. That's why He said, this is the sign of a covenant I'm making with me and you and every living creature with you. A covenant for all generations to come. I've set the rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring the clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant with you and all the living things of all kinds. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all lives. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and I will remember the covenant that God has made with all living creatures of every kind on the earth. Yes, this is God's word. When we think of bow, we always associate it with arrows, bow and arrows. Instrument of war, used for hunting, for killing. And God chose the bow of war to show us, and it becomes a sign of peace. And you know what? The bow in the cloud was intended for God to see, not so much for us to see. The bow is primarily there to help God remember what He has promised, the everlasting covenant to withhold His hands and not send the flood again. Verse 16 says that whenever the bows appear, I will see and I will remember the covenant. Yes, God will see and remember what He has promised to us. But human beings don't need God's help to wreak havoc and horrors on ourselves. And it can only be God constant, continuing, glazing and looking at the rainbow and remembering his covenant that we don't face another massive watery catastrophe on earth. But God's hearts must be aching at our inhumanity and our heartlessness. Just look at the horrible event that's happened in 2017. 21 Coptic Christians were beheaded by the ISIS. Ethnic minority groups being persecuted, abused, and even murdered because of their differing language, faith, and culture. An intellectual impaired person being ill-treated and even killed by the very one she trusted. And there are more horrible, selfish deeds that ruthless and cruel men are capable of. God must have been looking at the rainbow and remembering his covenant with us that we are not flooded anymore on earth. Psalms 106 verse 45 reads, "For their sake he remembered his covenant, and out of his great love he relented." God withhold his hands. But I'm sure all of you will agree with me that God's memory is better than ours. And we are glad that God doesn't forget, but remember every promises that he made to us. We cannot imagine what happened if God is forgetful and forgot to off the lights or turn off the taps. Things that I'm guilty of sometimes. We will have daytime all day long, and there will be many floods on the earth. But God remembers. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 23, 24, the Bible tells us that the Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out in their cries for help because of their slavery in Egypt. And it went up to God, and God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God was concerned for their well-being and initiated the Exodus rescue mission through Moses. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our God can indeed be trusted to do what he has promised to us. King Solomon, when dedicating the temple to God, prayed, "O Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven, above or on earth below. You who keep your commandment of love with your servant who continues wholeheartedly in your ways." And this morning in our second passage, the psalmist in Psalm 25 remembers God's promise to remember and hold God to it. In verse 6 and 7, the word remember appeared 3 times. "Remember, Lord, your mercy and your love, for they are of old. Do not remember the sin of my youth and my rebellious way. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good." I think here the psalmist is pleading with God to remember his great mercy and steadfast love. God's two divine attributes, his mercy, Raham in Hebrew, his steadfast love, Hesed, are like two sides of a coin, and they last forever. They are of old. These two words are God's self-revelatory words to Moses when he ascended Mount Sinai the second time, after he broke the first set of tablets of the Ten Commandments, when the Israelites sinned against God, when they worshipped the golden calf. And on the second encounter, God reveals himself to Moses in Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, and God said, "And the Lord passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the compassionate, the gracious God, slow to anger, abound in steadfast love and faithfulness.'" And time and again, these two words, great mercy and steadfastness, are woven in Psalms. The psalmist remember and call upon God's mercy and love for his people. It is very sad to realize that someone who have loved you before have forgotten how to love you. My father had been suffering from dementia for almost 10 years. And now every weekend when we go back with my family to visit him, he will sit on his chair and stare at us when we greeted him. I will hold his hand and call Appa, and he will stare at me blankly with no response and no expression on his face. My father cannot remember me, who I am. And I miss the time when he will pinch my nose and call me Abing. But the good thing is that our God does not suffer from memory loss or dementia. But sometimes we ask God to forget. God, please don't remember. You say, when? Psalms 25, verse 7 reads, "Do not remember the sin of my youth and my rebellious way." Yes, as imperfect human beings, all of us cannot rule out the wrongs that we have done knowingly and unknowingly. And we need to offer to God our confession, relying totally on God's mercy and steadfast love to remember us, not our sins, but as sinners who need his grace and his forgiveness. And I cannot find a better time than now to remember and to trust in God's mercy and steadfast love as we enter in the seasons of Lent, a seasons of confession and penitence. Today is the third day of the Lunar New Year, and I believe we can find lots and lots of reason to be thankful to God for the blessings that he has showered upon us. Remembering is the key. Both God and us. Remember his covenant to us and us to remember God for his love and his kindness towards us because of his covenant. I don't know about you, but every time when my family gathers to eat the Chinese New Year reunion dinner, I look across the table, I see my family members. My parents, my siblings, my wife, my children. And I'm thankful that we can gather around the table for the reunion dinner year after year. This blessing does not happen by chance, my friend. It is because our God is still looking at the rainbow. God still remembers his promise to Noah and to us, to all mankind, to and all creatures on earth. God's memory is more powerful than the most powerful computer in the world, and his memory is more powerful than our forgetfulness. If God cannot and will not forget, we should not forget to remember that God loves us and he will not abandon us or let us to go astray. When everything is smooth sailing, it is easy to forget God. Likewise, when we are in harsh time, it is also easy to doubt God's faithfulness. But in whatever situation that we are in, we must learn to count our blessing. We must make it a point to remember, to recount, and to repay God for his love. The first error to recount is to retell God's mercy. Psalms 105 verse 1 and 2 reads, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful deeds." Yes. We should respond to God's blessing by continually praising him whenever we have the chance and sharing with our friends and colleagues about his mercy, and in so doing, preach the gospel to them. Yes, we should be praising God openly and sharing his goodness openly. How do we repay God for the gracious love that he has showered upon us and the salvation that he has offered to us through Jesus Christ our Lord? Even though we can never repay God completely, we should give God our undivided love and attention and devotion. God should be the first in our love, the first one that we turn to, the first when we come to offer our thanksgiving. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, God remembers. The rainbow tells us he remembers. So let us remember always. Remember that he loves us. And let us remember and retell and repay God for all the blessing and kindness that he has shown to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your message this morning. We thank you for being a God that remembers and honors your covenant with us till today. While you never forget, we are often forgetful of the many blessings that you have showered upon us. Help us, O Lord, in your great mercy and steadfast love. Let us repent of our sins and honor you with our lives and with our obedience. Eternal God, we pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.